What's good, everybody? It's your boy Big Smooth, Smooth Black, Suave Negrito, F.A. Hilton King Black, the heartbroken people healing himself, and let's not forget Big Manifestation Guy. Yo, this is Larry Hilton, and this is the best podcast for the culture, The Couch Session, available on every platform you listen to your favorite podcast. I switched it up this time. Oh my gosh! Let's go ahead. We have a special guest. As you can see, we have a very we have a newcomer. We have a newcomer. Someone's new to the couch. I almost was about to say, go ahead and introduce yourself. But as you can see, she doesn't have a mic. Golly, y'all! I've had the hardest. Don't cuss in the first 10 minutes of your podcast. The hardest effing time ever. Man, go ahead and introduce yourself. How you doing, man?
Don't start that.
Go ahead, introduce yourself. Where are you from? Who are you?
Oh, okay. I'm Aya. I'm a seventh grade science teacher, and I'm from New Bern. I do hair, I do nails, and everything else under the sun. Whatever you need, I got you.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. You do a regular, like, I just want like a little clean up, a little clear coat. Dude, also you got like a little work dust and everything. Okay, that's lit. Y'all, I've had the hardest fucking time. We lost the cord, the mic. I don't know what I fucking lost. But Rodecaster, you're on your last fucking day. Jesus Christ, it's probably like iPhone. You have them, but so long they make you get the new one because they got a new one. But I'm like, I don't need it if one work, but clearly one don't fucking work. Let me lower my tone. I wasn't expecting to come up here all hype like this. Did you post your notes in the?
Did I post them?
Yeah, did you paste them? Remember I said paste them?
Yeah.
Okay. We start every let me not get off. Let this mess up my flow, Joe. I don't know, bro. It's all, hold up. Who's that? Oh. Huh? All right, let me read that again. I thought that was like, hold up. Who's this? All right, time to connect your phone to the board with the Bluetooth. It is, and then call your phone. One of my phones is on 5%. It's not even worth it. We start every show with a mental health check. She was laughing at me at first. Like, a mental health check? Yes, woman, a mental health check. Because I'm a black man in America, and I care about mental health. We niggas is fucked up out here. Mentally, literally, we're fucked up out here. So, you know, I take pride in mental health. So, how is your mental health? It's not, I don't care about just, you know, I care about black women's health too. So, I wanna know, how's your mental health, ma'am?
Well, I think my mental health is great.
Okay.
That's no? It? Yeah?
Give me a scale on a 1 to 10. What is your mental health?
7.
On a 1 to 10, your mental health is a 7. Hey, don't be short-worded up here. I'm going to let you know that now. Don't be short. We're not playing that. We're not doing that. I'll let you know that now. I can't see your notes. So what's first on the list? They not on mine. So what's first on the notes?
The first thing is Ramadan. When did you start, and was it hard when you started?
Ramadan started on, it's April, I think March 11th. March 11th.
No. When did you start, as in like age? Like,
when did I become a Muslim?
You gotta be a Muslim to be Ramadan or participate in Ramadan?
Listen, So, no, you don't have to be a Muslim to participate in Ramadan, but you don't have to be a Muslim to participate in Ramadan, but that is their tradition. That is their fasting holiday. Muslims, you could participate, but you wouldn't know why you're participating unless you did your research. Most people wouldn't know why. It's just, well, all fasting is the same of why you're fasting, but it's a little more when it's connected to a specific, I don't like to call it religion, but religion. So does that make sense?
Is it being Muslim a religion? Stupid question. Being Muslim isn't a religion? What is it?
It is a religion. It is a religion, but I like to, it's more of a lifestyle. It's more of a lifestyle. I hate that word. I hate the word religion. Because religion is man-made, but it's a religion, I guess, because the Arabic word for religion, I believe, is deen. So I guess it's a religion. It's a religion. But most just like, you're a Christian, correct? Okay, so you don't identify as a Christian.
I don't identify as anything.
All right, so then we have somebody else that might be a Christian. They partake in Easter. But Muslims don't. It's just for them. It's not just for them, but it's theirs. So if you can if you want to participate, that's fine. You said, was it hard? It is difficult. It's challenging. You can't eat from sun up to sundown. So they teach you that to get up in the morning, because we have to pray 5 times a day. So wake up in the morning. First prayer is before like 4 o'clock to before sunup. So like 4 to 6, whatever, 7 something. Get up, you're supposed to eat and take your water. And that should last you all the way until about 7:30 when the sun go down. But it get difficult. This was my first This was my first Ramadan, and I was going hard for like the first week, but then I was just like, don't kill yourself, because I was killing myself. So I just started drinking water. I do drink water during the day. You're not supposed to drink water. You're not supposed to drink nothing.
I was talking to somebody a couple days ago, and this person is also Muslim, and they participate in Ramadan as well. Why are they going in and out like that? You hear that? No? Oh, my God. I got to put it in my mouth. Ew. And he said that, it's actually one of my friends. He said that when you're traveling over 50 miles, you can have a break. Is that true? Because, okay, so I went to my friend's house, and one of her friends was there, and, you know, his name sounded very, like, not black-ish at all. He was like, oh, he's Muslim. And I was like, well, isn't it Ramadan? Why are you eating? And he was like, well, when you travel over 50 miles, it's considered a journey. So you don't have to, you know, not you don't have to, but when you're on a journey, you can eat and drink as long as it's over 50 miles. No? Or was he lying?
No. So I will say, I'm a fresh Muslim. I've only been a Muslim not even a full year, since May 31st of last year is when I converted. But I saw an Instagram post of when you're on a plane and the Muslim was... one Muslim, he was still fasting while the other Muslims was eating and drinking. So I don't know why. It probably may say something in the Quran if you're going to that certain extent of, if you're going a certain speed, it's a journey, you can eat. But a lot of stuff is not true about, I don't know what the word is, like, I won't say a folktale, but it's not true about certain parts of the religion. So, like, they say when you fasting, we do this thing called wudu. before you pray, we clean ourselves because you should be clean before God. So we wash our hands, our arms, our ears, our nostrils, our feet, our head. And they say if you fart in between wudu and praying, that you have to do wudu all over again. But then there are other Muslims that be like, that is not true. If you fart, you can still go pray. So it's like, you don't know. And people like to kind of take advantage of being able to eat during their fast. So it's like, why not bust 70 into 60 so I can have me a little snacky snack? So I don't know.
Isn't farting a part of cleansing yourself? And also, who is going to wait that long to fart? Like, I mean, sometimes you really can't help it. Like,
you don't wait to fart. You just wait in between cleaning yourself and praying. That's it. You don't wait all day.
When you said wait between cleansing or wudu and praying, you made it seem like it's a large gap.
No, between wudu, cleaning myself, and that 10-second walk to my prayer room.
Okay.
Yeah, try not to fart in between there. But yeah, it's all a mind game. You can do anything you put your mind to. What's next on the list? Since you running this right now.
Nature versus nurture. Which one do you feel is important? And I'm asking because earlier I was watching this documentary on Hulu about, anyways. It's called Three Identical Strangers. I normally gatekeep stuff like this because, no, we don't want it to be in the top 10. But pretty much they had did an experiment on some twins, like, back in the 80s, 70s and 80s on... It was supposed to be, nurture versus nature? But it came out to be that they were actually doing an experiment on parenting styles, because they placed each twin with a different family in a different I don't want to say tax bracket, but pretty much tax bracket, to see how each one came out. But I want to see what you think, because there's like a, not a plot twist, but something ended up happening. And yeah,
between nurture and nature when it comes to parenting styles. When it comes to raising children, nurture. I get the nurture, but what's the nature? Like, I think you have to have one within each other. There's one is the yin and one is the yang. Like, nurture and nature. You have to nurture your children. You can't be a hard parent on your kids. You can, not all the time, though. You don't want to be all the time. That's how they fucking end up leaving the nest and really acting a fool. Like, yeah, you don't want that. Hold on, let me run that beat back. Yeah, you don't want that. But then you have the nature. Explain the nature part.
Okay, so in a documentary, the three sets of twins are I don't even remember their names or nothing, but they were in a adoption agency, and the agency split all of them up and put them in different places. But they came from a single mom. She was like real young, because they said that she had a one night stand on prom night. So when I say nature, I mean, like, is it in your genes to be a certain way? Is it how you are raised? Is it not how you're raised, but is it, like, you know, does it come from genetics kind of thing? Or, you know, can you change? Because these kids came from a specific, you know, person that had mental health issues. One of the twins actually ended up killing himself. But I feel like the nurturing part had a lot to play in it, because the parent was very hard, very strict. They also said that in the household, they never really discussed their personal lives with each other. So it was like kind of weird. But as the person grew older, his family said that he always wanted to be around his family. And when him and his brother's business went down and he wasn't able to get that, like, family love, care, you know, that he wanted, he ended up killing himself. You gotta watch it. It's a good documentary. But that's what I'm asking, like, what is it? You know, do you think it's in your genes, or do you think, you know, coming from a different, like, if, for example, if you were placed in a white person's home, do you think that a lot of the stuff, you know, would be, you know, in your genes, or do you think it would come from them? I guess, like, isn't Colin Kaepernick, like, adopted or something? Wasn't he adopted? No? Yeah, no? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a lot of the stuff, like, he was isn't he mixed? He's black and white. Okay, so, but he grew up with a white mom. He always, like, you know, when it comes to, like, hair textures and stuff like that, like, a lot of the stuff he didn't really know, even though one of his parents are black, you know what I'm saying? But he grew up with this white lady. They not different, but they handle stuff different. They do stuff differently, you know? No? Yeah? Okay.
I get you. I definitely think it's in my genes to teach my kids a certain way. And this is also, y'all, this is two people who don't have kids talking about this. And I know a lot of y'all might think we need to keep our mouth closed. But you start a podcast, and then, you know, you can speak your mind. But, I'm a 90s baby.
In order to be a 90s baby, you have to be born at least between 1990 and 1994, 5. After 95, you're not a 90s baby. Straight like that.
Why are you speaking with such... Because you're a 90s baby. Are you a 90s baby?
No, I'm a 2000s baby.
Ugh, I'm a 90s baby. I was born in 1991.
Okay, you're good.
I'm good.
You pass.
I was born in 91. There's just certain things I'm going to teach my kids. Of course, they can take their own route, but I'll try my best to be like, I ain't gonna say that. That's gonna sound really. I grew up a certain way, and certain things that they do today in today's world just ain't gonna fly in my household. Matter of fact, you posted a video on the Joe Biden shit. Yeah, yeah. This certain shit just ain't gonna fly in my household. Because I'm a traditional ass nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm a traditional guy. Like, I ain't gonna name them right now. But if you know me, you get my gist. I mean, not necessarily. Oh, I'm talking about that video. Yeah, you posted because you was asking me. I asked you how you felt about that. Because Biden has made Easter for gay people now.
March 31st is, I guess, National Transgender Day. But I mean, like, shit, why the fuck not? Like, we got people out here killing people just for being who they are, which is maybe the opposite sex.
Why, like, the fuck not? But why? Also, why?
The same reason why we have Black History Month. The same reason why we have Columbus Day. The same reason why we have President's Day. The fuck gives a fuck about that shit? Not me. Same reason why we have Easter. Better yet, while we're on this topic, I'm sorry, I didn't even, like, switch, but somebody says something is pertaining to school. Our school calendar is mapped around all of the... Oh, my God. All of the holidays, our school calendar is mapped around all of the holidays. For example, we have winter break, which is Christmas. Then we have Easter, which is spring break. Why are we not talking about the Ramadan culture? Or, excuse me, not Ramadan culture, the Muslim culture. Why are we not, you know, celebrating Chinese New Year, which is not on January 1st? Make sense?
Well, one, I don't think that the New Year is on January 1st anymore. I think New Year is like first day of spring. That makes more sense to me. That I know we look. Hey, y'all, I know the couch session look real raggedy today, but we not. I run this like a fine-tuned establishment, but today it's always something. It's always, you got it. There you go. I don't think nobody give a. You have to ask for Islamic treatment or what's not Islamic treatment, but Islamic for people, they have certain things like halal meals on planes. You know what halal is? So Muslims eat halal. It's just food that's blessed. The chickens, the cows, yeah, they're just killed different. They're killed different. They prayed over. They're raised a certain way, and it's halal versus somebody who just how these people raise their chickens and cows and shit like that. So they have halal meals. They have halal meals in prison, on planes. They cater to Muslims in a lot of places. You wouldn't think that, but you have to ask for that. Versus like going in a hotel and seeing a Bible in every room. It's a Christian country we live in. They don't give a damn about nothing else. It's a Christian country they live in. And 9/11, they fucking blamed it on Muslims. They literally blamed it on Muslims. Islam, like Arabs, Muslim, the whole religion, the culture, they blamed 9/11 on that. And we all know George Bush did that. Come on now. Stop playing. But yeah, that's why. Don't nobody give a fuck about that. And I say that, that sounds disrespectful, but America don't give a fuck about that.
Is that why when you go to other countries, you know, you see, like, different stuff within their religion, I guess? Like, if you go to where – this might be a silly question, but where do Muslims live? Like, where
– under a rock.
No, like, what country do they, like
– they certain regions. Like, there's – in America, there's a lot of them in –
No, I'm talking about in another country. Like, what's their country, I guess? What is like, I...
That's what I'm saying. They're regions within the country.
They're regions within the country. So, let's say in America, you got them in Philly. So, up north. Got them up north. You got them in Midwest, Chicago, and that area. But I know, I'm getting there. Other countries like Africa, let's say Ghana, Tanzania, Gambia. Somebody hit me on Instagram the other day. He's a Muslim from Gambia. You gotta research it. But they are Muslim countries. There's a lot of them. They got a lot of Muslims in Morocco. It's a lot of Muslims, I believe. A few Muslims in Russia, which is kind of crazy. There's Muslims everywhere. China, there's Korea, there are Muslims everywhere. Yeah.
So in the Muslim countries, they don't have like, I don't know what they call them, Bibles, but like what?
Qurans.
They have Qurans. Okay, so you might go to like a store and they might have a Quran in there, and that's totally normal, just how it's normal how we have Bibles in hotels. Okay, so it makes sense now. You said our country's Christian, yeah. Okay.
All right. No, I just sent it to myself. So, yeah, just certain shit. Back to the nurture and nature. Just certain shit my kids ain't gonna learn. And when they do, and they gonna question me. Daddy, what's that? Just, all right, yeah, that's what this is. We don't do that because we don't do that. Do you go through that, bro? Have you went through that, Jason? You said what? Not? Okay. Ooh, that's a good question. Would I allow my 14-year-old to smoke weed? No, I would not allow my 14-year-old to smoke weed because their brain is not finished developing yet. But if 14 is young, if my 17-year-old kid, I find them or catch them smoking weed, we're going to have a conversation. Cause you can't stop kids from doing what this is all shit I'd be thinking about if I ever had kids. Can't stop them from doing what they? Yeah, they gonna do what they gonna do. But now there's rules. Now you smoking. I feel like if I caught my kid smoking, now you smoke in the house because you can get fucked up out here in white America. Like,
so you would allow your 16-year-old to smoke?
He gonna do what he do. He's gonna do what he do. But I'd rather, instead of you smoking weed out on the corner, outside at a park, with your friends because you scared that I'm gonna be mad. No, come do that shit. Hey, because I grew up with literally me, Jamel, Jarrell, Nigel, and Brian. My mom, when I said, mom, the boys coming over, she already knew who was coming over. I'd rather have my boys or girls, friends, circle of friends come over so they could do that safely in the comfortability of their own home than possibly me having to bail somebody out or whatever trigger finger happy cop. You know what I'm saying? Trigger finger happy cop. Yeah, I said that right. But, yeah, then after we had that talk, now I want to see what you roll up. Let me see what that, see if you can pro that bitch, huh? You smoking? Who your plug, first of all? Who's your plug? You buy from me from now on. You buy from me from now on. Shoot. Let's go back to these notes, though. Oh, we was on topic for a little bit. Raising boys. You want kids?
No kids, absolutely not. Are we starting the topic? All right, so I feel like I'm the host of the show today. Raising boys. I'm asking because this past weekend I was out with anybody. I came across a situation where I was helping a little boy, he was 5 years old, open a can of soda, yes, with my nails. And the boy's dad was like, no, he can open the soda by himself. And I'm just like, but you see that he's struggling. And then the dad says, oh, I bet you can't. You can't even open the soda with those nails anyway. I said, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. And I opened the soda, but it was like a big issue. And it was like, oh, well, he's a boy. He's not supposed to ask for help. You know, how we raise men. And it's just like, no. So what you're saying is you're like, what? I don't understand. I guess, and I had this conversation today with my somewhat like dad, and he was pretty much saying like, when you raise boys, you have to be hard on them. You can't, you know, keep them close to you. I guess you can't, like, they have to like be a man, I guess, and have some balls. Like, if they're going through something, they can't talk about it, they can't cry about it. You know, they're supposed to just man up and take it. And it's just like, I'm sorry, that is how people kill themselves, because they can't take it and they can't talk to nobody. Like, and this is a lot of the reasons why I feel like people have issues in relationships, because men sometimes don't know how to express how they feel. They don't know how to say what they want to say. They don't talk about it at all. They're just supposed to hold it in. But then it's just like, okay, well, that's going to cause issues here, because we're not resolving anything. It's causing conflict more than it's, you know, helping.
I don't see nothing wrong with keeping your son close to you. Probably because I was older and I had already lost one parent. My dad was my best friend. me and my dad was like that. You don't want to baby your son, though, because then they become, even your daughter, you don't want to baby your son, because they become, what's the word, dependent on you. And it's just like, How you know he couldn't open that soda by himself?
He tried.
Well, sometimes I need you to try harder. Come on, you got it. Sometimes, boy, you don't be trying hard enough. Come on. Do you get me? You get me? Sometimes that's just dad. He's a father. He's the only parent in he's the only parent in this room. But yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She asks, is he a girl dad? Yes.
All right, so earlier I was talking to Rashawn, and I was like, you know, girl dads are just it. Like, you, boy moms, no, out of here. Girl dads, yes, yes. But I'll give you a pass just because you're a girl dad. That's it. That's the only reason.
You can't baby your, they become dependent. It's like, damn, like, they get older. Mom, I need help with this. Dad, I need help with this. When, if you would have raised them, figure it out. You got it. It's not that hard. Like, try. Like, just try. I know get through this challenge. It's a challenging stage. Get through it. And if you really can't do it after really trying, I'll help you. But I'm not going to sit here and do everything for you. I'm not going to do everything. I got a cousin who does everything for her kid. And he's like 8, 7. Cuts the food for you. Still talks to you like a little baby. Like, she coddles him. And it shows. And it's terrible. It shows up in my nephew that if his mother ever let him, I'll put it like this, he don't like to get water on his face. You a fucking boy. Jump in that pool. All your little cousins is running through the sprinklers in the yard and you complaining about getting water on your face. If your dad would have said, stop acting like that. Am I tripping, bro? I'm not tripping. This, you can't coddle your kids. It shows in them. It makes me want to tell my nephew, man up. Because his mother coddles him that much, she don't let him come around nobody. Yeah, she shelters him. You can't shelter your kids. My mom sheltered me, but she did it from afar. Why? Because if my mom would have sheltered me as a kid and didn't let me go anywhere, I would have snuck out the house. Versus and did my own thing versus her giving me my freedom and still sheltering me, but she's doing it from afar. My mom probably knew my every move. Like, she knew the adults I was gonna be around. When I'm thinking I'm just out there just vibing, she's like, yeah, he's at this spot. I remember at certain points, I wouldn't come home as a teenager. I wouldn't come home till 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
So how was she sheltering you?
Because she knew where I was at and who I was with. Yeah, she knew if she needed to pull up, she could make 1 or 2 phone calls and come pick me up. So, yeah. Don't shelter your kids. They come out like sissies. Thank you. I was gonna pick it up. I appreciate it. Lord Jesus. There we go. I'd be damn if I coddle my kid. And then there's a double standard. You know, I might have a girl and I might coddle the hell out of her. I might tell my son, take that trash out. Don't let your sister take that trash out. Like, that's shit that is in my DNA that I'm gonna implement in my household. If I have 2 kids, if I have 4 kids and I have 2 boys and 2 girls, I'm gonna teach them boys how to treat a woman and how to handle themselves around women. I'm gonna teach my daughters, this is how a man's supposed to treat you. Some shit in your DNA. And then folk come up nowadays just weird. We're just being real. Y'all new kids just weird. You pretty decent. That's why I got you on the show. You pretty decent. But these new kids, when was you born? When was you born?
2001.
Jesus Christ. 4 years later, I was in high school. So I was like in 5th or 6th grade when you were born. I'm just saying, y'all knew. First of all, I'm not old. But y'all new kids is weird. Weird. Identifying as cats and dogs. Like, and then while we on it, you was happy that Joe Biden made March 31st to the trans people?
What is your issue with that?
Why is it announced everywhere? Ain't nobody announcing that we heterosexual men. Ain't nobody announcing that we straight men. Let's have a straight parade. Imagine what would be at a straight parade, bro. Nothing but titties, ass, a couple of coochies, all different types of coochies, all different types of titties. Like, but no, we don't got nothing for the heterosexual, man. But we damn sure got gay this and gay that, gay night, gay pride, gay parade. I'm just saying, it's everywhere. I'm not, and I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, why does it have to be everywhere? And then, I ain't gonna hold you. I hate that kids see this and now they're questioning themselves. Like, it doesn't give children an opportunity to be fucking kids. Now you're worried about your sexual orientation and your sexual preference in the fifth grade. In the fifth fucking grade. Keep that shit over there and let them kids make their own decisions. I don't want my kid persuaded by anything of the world. They're a kid.
Well, if you don't want your kid persuaded by anything in the world, maybe you should keep them away from the TV, keep them away from the phones, keep them away from the iPads. Better yet, don't even let them go to school. Put them in private school. Because kids there are going to talk about shit. They're going to know shit. It's going to get passed around like a note in the classroom.
There's a book called The Gay BCs.
Yes.
How I'm thinking about it, this is also coming from a woman who don't want kids. You don't want kids. So you fine with that?
How am I supposed to be like, oh no, don't do that?
It's just forced. It's forced on our kids. Why are you talking about homosexuality? Because then that leads to sex. And then this leads to different types of things. Like, why is my kid learning about gay people in the third grade? Make it make sense. You are, but why you don't have to teach it in school? The book is called The Gay BCs. It's a kid's book. It goes into libraries and is taught to kids. Yes, not your school, because this is fucking North Carolina, Craven County. But I'm pretty sure the book is in certain libraries across America. Where would it be? I'm just saying, I just feel like it's not everywhere on every school curriculum, but it's being read and little book fairs and shit like that.
You're concerned about this book when last week I had to teach these kids that they had, my girls, that they had three holes. I had to teach them the reproductive system of both male and female. I had to teach them about it. Now, I do feel like some of the parents...
That shit we should be learning.
But that talks about sex. Yes, you cannot talk about the reproductive system without talking about sex, because it's only there for really one reason. One reason. Really two. To pee and have babies. That's it. You cannot talk about the reproductive system without talking about sex at all. Because what are the eggs there for? What is your sperm there for?
Make these babies. I get you. You have to talk about sex to talk about the reproductive system. But I don't want the gay BCs being read to my child. Or just because questions asked. Now I just feel like the kid is going to be like, there's a possibility that kid sees a gay lifestyle, homosexual lifestyle in school when I'm not around. And then now they want to go try that.
Do you know anybody that has read this book to their kids?
All right, fuck the book. The book is being read. You just say you just say you love the book.
It's good information, I guess, for kids. I mean,
I just feel like it's a kid's book. Where are the majority of kids in school? Like, it has to be read in school somewhere.
I don't think so.
Where's it being read then?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I don't think
All right. We don't know. We have no idea. How you feel about stay-at-home moms? That was your topic. How you feel about stay-at-home moms? Oh, she want to be one so bad. I can see it in her eyes. Look at her. She ready to quit on them kids already. She don't give a damn about them kids.
First of all, you're wrong. Okay. Somebody's going to be offended, and I honestly do not give a damn. Stay-at-home moms are useless, I feel like. You're lazy. What? Let me tell you why. Today, I was on Instagram, and I came across this post. I think they were doing it for comedy, but either way, there are women with this mentality because I've seen it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 many times. The woman was outside taking the trash out or getting the trash together to take it out, and she was talking to the camera. You know how cameras have cameras in the backyard? She was talking to the camera, and she was pretty much stating to her husband, she said, you know, I'm here doing your job, but I'm going to give you a pass this time because somebody has to pay the bills and it's not going to be me. Bitch, what? What you mean? Because you could pack your shit and get the fuck out now. No, we're not doing that. No. You're not going to stay home, do your little Target runs with the three-year-old and just spend my money on fucking frappes and bullshit you don't need. Bitch, go get you a fucking job. And then I know some people are going to say, oh, well, who's going to take care of the kids? Nobody, because you shouldn't be having them if you can't afford them or if you don't want to work. Like, stay-at-home moms are useless. Stay-at-home moms, stay-at-home dads. I mean, I respect dads more than I respect the women because I don't really care for, never mind.
Say it. You don't care for what?
I don't really care for women like that. I know, I am one. But listen, me versus the ones out there are totally different. We're not the same. I don't want to be a stay-at-home mom. I don't want to be a stay-at-home wife because I'm going to go get my money. You know what I'm saying? I want to have my money. And this takes me back to, I said this before, I am not going, you. If I'm a man, you're not going to take me on a date with my money. Because if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're not working, you're not getting any income, you're not doing anything, and you'd be like, oh, babe, let's go on a date night. You know, let's go to the Ruth Chris. Bitch, we ain't going nowhere if I gotta pay for it. You're not about to swipe my card to take me on a date. Because, no, just that, no.
So stay-at-home, anything is useless to you. Not even a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
All right, so this is my opinion on that. This is my perspective.
I feel like dads will actually get some shit done because they're not really a spender. You know what I'm saying? They'll actually contribute. You know what I'm saying? But moms, they just be lazy as fuck.
So this is my perspective on that. I feel like once you...
Once I what? Baby, we taking these kids to daycare somewhere and I'm going to work. Yeah. No, it ain't no once you become a mom... Once you have kids, once you have babies, I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of that once you have kids or you got to be have kids to tell me da da da. No, bitch. No. I went to school to study kids. Okay? Like.
It's not what I was going to say.
What were you going to say? I'm in that situation?
Yes.
No,
hold on. What'd you say?
Once I'm in that situation.
Yeah, you need a man to be like, baby, you can quit your job. You know that, right? I get you. Eventually, I put money on it. One day, you're going to quit your job. And you're going to, if that man say, yo, quit your job and just do what you love.
But I have that opportunity now, and I don't want it. I'm going to work, and I'm going to get my money.
Okay.
I want to take my man on a date with my car, with my money that I work.
Let me talk to them. I'm gonna leave her right there, and I'm gonna talk to the folk real quick. I'm gonna tell off all the women out there listening. I'm that type of nigga. I done been in a relationship where I told Shorty, quit your job and go to school, like get your degree, which is a good segue because she wants to know how I feel about women with education. Yeah, you don't have to have an education. I don't have one. I went to trade school. Yeah, I don't want no dumb broad. But my goal, one, that's one of my goals, is to be like, baby, you can quit your job. Like, what you want to do? Like, here go $2,000, $3,000 for the week if you want it. Like, have fun. Like, everything's paid. I'm good. You good. The kid's good. You deserve to just do what you want. That's on top of me being Muslim. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Shout out to my Aki Trey. He's talking about this. Muslim women and American women. American women throw that in your face. Like you was telling us about that story. They throw that in your face. You gotta take care of me. I wanna be a stay-at-home mom. You need to do this, that, and the third. And with Muslim women, it's very quiet. It's like it's expected. Like the women are different. The men are different. Like it's expected. It's expected. Like, yo, I wanna court you. You court. Once you find each other, you talk to each other, parents, figure out like, all right, this gonna work. you get married. Quit your job. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, if a woman sees herself as like, yo, I'm the queen of this shit. Just like, I'm gonna walk around like I'm the king of this shit. Like, yo, and we treat each other as such. I just don't see anything wrong. Like, why would you want your woman working this job? Like, you come home complaining every day about Stacy and Rebecca and these kids and this. It's like, you can quit.
You don't have to only have 9-to-5s to have a job. You can have your business. You can have other sources of income. You don't, this isn't excluded just to like 9-to-5 working with Stacy at the fucking courthouse. No, this isn't one of those. This is more of a, if you're not bringing in the bacon either, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Also, my wife is handling shit as well. Like, she's taking care of the kids. Like, she's cooking, so I don't have to cook. Like, even though I can cook, she's handling it. She's paying the bills. The money's coming from me, but she handling it. Like my man Fresh, behind the camera. Shout out to my man Fresh for looking out for me as well. Thank you, my brother. Fresh, do you consider yourself a traditional man? And I asked him that because I felt like I knew the answer. Because Fresh has kids. And I asked him, does he want more? And I just threw like a number out. He's like, hell yeah, I want a family. I respect it. So where I'm getting at, it don't matter. It don't, when you walk around like a king, like a god that you are, it don't matter. I want a football team. I'm gonna keep having babies till I can't have them no more. I'm just saying, look, she don't understand. She don't understand. There are women out there that just want to have babies, want to be married and just produce. Why would you not? That is what. And don't get me wrong, you can still do what you like. All right, that sounds a little crazy, but I don't see it. I don't think it sounds that crazy. That's a blessing. I got these joints to produce motherfuckers. You got them joints to create and birth the motherfuckers. You said yourself it's and you said yourself that it's for one reason only, or two, to urinate and to reproduce. So you don't think in the ancient days, in the ancient times, they weren't just having babies on babies? That's, read the Bible. I'm pretty sure you've read your Bible before, read a Bible before, correct? Oh, surely ain't never read the Bible. Anyways, back in the day, they used to have kids on top of kids. And I'm pretty sure years, 20, 30 years ago, our grandparents, our age, our grandparents had 10 and 12 and 13 kids. My dad, before they started passing away, had 13 brothers and sisters. because I'm pretty sure my grandfather just worked. My grandma probably had a job as well, but got to a certain point where she just took care of the family. 13 girls and boys. It's beautiful. You got to see beauty. I was walking out. We was having problems with the mics, and he was like, "I got to see beauty in whatever you said." Yes, you got to see beauty in it. It's beautiful. I seen a video of a old guy watching all his grandkids playing in the yard. I guess his kids are like grown and whatnot. And he stood up and on the microphone, he said, "All this happened because I got laid." That shit is lit. It was a beautiful family in a big ass backyard because they just kept having kids. We all have duties. I'm gonna wrap it up. But we all have duties. People, we don't talk about the duties. It's like we're getting away from our duties. If I seen you carrying a heavy bag to your car, I would ask you, do you need help? When it's a new nigga out here that will walk right next to you and want to ask you, we all have duties. If I see you, if I don't know you from a can of paint and I see you getting bothered by some nigga, I'm gonna say, are you okay? Do you need this nigga to leave you alone? It looks really hostile over here. We all have duties. How? By asking, are you okay? Jesus Christ, she just, what I said just went over her head. So moving on. I want my woman. That's where I was getting at. If the bank account allowed it, would you tell your woman to quit? Yes. Let's quit. You hate your job. Why would you want to work? Oh, that's what I want to know. Why would you want to work?
You could be out shopping.
Because I am not going to take my man on a date with his own money. Married or not, yeah, oh, what's yours is mine. It's ours. No, bitch, because you didn't go to work for this money. I did. So, therefore, it's mine.
Don't you make making a wife, being a wife a job? It's a job. My cousin,
yes, it is. A wife. Why is being a husband a job, but being a wife is not a job?
Being a husband is not a job.
What do you mean? I have to protect you. I have to pay for shit. I have to make sure you're okay. I got to make sure you're okay emotionally. If I care about you physically, spiritually, like it's a job. It's not easy.
These are things that come with that. If you don't want to do that, don't get into a relationship. This is not a I have to do this. Yes, you're right. But it's not an extra requirement. It's what's needed. It's what's needed.
It's not really a job though.
It's something if you don't want to have to pay for shit, like you said, nobody told you to pay for shit because she could get a fucking job. Damn, I lost my train.
Is being a husband a job, bro?
No, it's not. If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. Don't get a wife. Don't get a girlfriend. If you don't want to do it.
We don't. All three of us don't want to work, but we do it.
I like getting my check. I'm sorry. Whether that's with my business, or if I do nails, if I do hair.
I got you.
Teaching. I like it.
All I'm saying is me and him, we linked up last week. And I know for a fact, hey, you want to pull up at a certain time? When the sun go down,
don't you want to
go home? Like, then I was like, hey, bro, I know you got shit to handle. I think I said you got husband duties or something like that. It's a job. You have a family and kids. You have to make sure shit is in order. I'm not saying it's a job you hate. This is the only nigga I know that makes parenting look fun and easy. So just because I say it's a job doesn't mean it's you got to not like it. He loves it. You just have to take it seriously, just like we do every job we get paid for. That's all I'm saying.
So pretty much what you're saying is
being a parent comes with responsibilities. This is a job. All right.
So I think you should, you know, we could just bypass the other topic because that doesn't even matter if you don't care if a woman has a job or not. Like, you said you want to take care of her, okay?
No, I in the beginning, I want my woman to have a job. But if I'm, because I'm not about to seem stressed out because don't ask for a lifestyle. I'm not there right now. That's the ultimate goal. It's the ultimate goal. That's it. I'm not there right now, but that's just one of my goals.
So do men just like to work for fun just so I can
go no, wife no. $500,000 Men don't want to work for fun. We are very simple. We want loyalty. We want respect. That's really it. And what's the word I'm looking for? Sex, but consistent. Am I lying, bro?
So how are you going to provide these things for your family and your wife and your football team?
Because we work. We're men. We work, but
that's what I'm saying. So men just like to work, just to.
No, yeah. We have to work. It's in our DNA. How you said it earlier, is it in our DNA to teach our kids certain things? And certain men, I don't know about white folk, but certain black men, it's in our DNA that we get a girl, all right, now it's time to take it up a notch. I got to take care of her. I'm trying to lock you. I'm trying to put a ring on your finger. Why would I not fucking work my ass off to let you know, like, this is what you got, a nigga that can go and get out and get it? All right, Aya, you like puzzles, don't you? Hold on, no, you got something on your mind? You want to say something? You sure? You want to work for the rest of your life?
We all have to work. Life comes with fucking working. Okay, excuse me. Maybe we all don't have to work because maybe some bitches can just sit on their ass and be like, yep, give me that money. Don't even worry about it.
Because one of my ultimate goals is not to have to work.
How are you going to provide if you're not working?
Multiple barbershops. I have people working for me. No, it's not investments. I'm coming in the weekend. My instructor, he does not work at his barbershop. That taught me how to taught me how to cut hair. He does not work at his barbershop. He comes in, he collects a check, and he pays the bills. It's minimal work. Like, you can, I was taught to make your vocation a vacation.
That is still, yes, you're right. It's not a blue collar job. It's not a manual labor job where I have to actually come here and do shit and get the money. No, you're just collecting your money. I mean, think about it. All
money
the time.
Working for you.
Yes, but it's still working in a way because you have to go get the check, right? You still have to, people still have to ask you questions to get the yes or no, correct? In a business, yes. Even if you're the owner of the business, you still have to answer questions. It's still working. No, you're not working a 9-to-5, but you're still, you know, working in a way. You're not working like everybody else, but I mean, yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm not putting it into categories. Yes, we all have to work, but just imagine if your girl is a nurse and you say, okay, well, I got my 3 barbershops, so now you can stop working. She might be like, okay, well, instead of you just, you know, bringing home the bacon, let me go start my own traveling nurse company and we can double this money. Instead of just sitting on your ass not doing nothing, collecting the fucking bacon. No.
No, I'm with that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, moms that just stay home and not have no job, no source of income, not doing anything, that's lame as fuck.
So what if
if you're going to be a stay-at-home mom, you need to at least have something working that's going, you know, triple-double the income. Straight like that.
I get you. I get you. I don't want no bum bitch. Don't get me wrong.
But that's what you just said.
No.
You just said, oh, I just want my lady to be at home.
But she is somebody, though. Like, when somebody see 40, when a 35-year-old nigga see 50-year-old me laying on the beach and with my fine ass wife enjoying myself. He say, bro, what do you do for a living? And I tell him that I do this, that, and the third. My money makes money for me. Then I want my wife to have the same thing. I don't want, she can quit after she accomplished. You have to be ambitious. That's what I'm saying. You have to be ambitious and have goals. But your, if your goals have you to quit your job, like, not if your job, if it, yeah, if your goals have you to quit your job, I'm fine with that. You did something of yourself. Not like these military women, because I'm only say that because I'm here in a military town where I see all the time where they get with a nigga in the military and they literally quit their job. They just start taking care of the family. I don't want nobody like that. Have you been getting what I'm saying, bro? If y'all didn't hear that, he said it's a fine line. That's, yes. I don't want no bum bitch. You have to be ambitious. You can be ambitious and not have a job.
Because
you've done so much shit before. Like, yeah, you a nurse. Go start your company. Now you have so many people working for you. Let's fucking take your name off the schedule and let's travel the world.
So what if you did have a girl that is like the military ladies out here that just want to do nothing?
They don't, it's not going to take me long to pick that up.
They don't want to go to school. They don't want to double their money. They don't want to help you. I'm only here to take care of the kids and the bills. That's it.
You're not going to get far with me. I'm going to pick up on that early.
That's what I was saying the whole time. We could have been cutting this in half.
Yo, we're going to go for 15 more minutes. I'm going to play this song. We're going to take a little music break right now.
You was asking me, what?
We'll get to the new topics after. We'll get to that after this song, this music break. All right. So y'all know who this is. It's Lord Jesus. I didn't know I was gonna be stressed talking about this shit tonight. I like it though. It was a good little segment. This is my boy, Chef Boy RT. I met my boy Chef in Charlotte. When I played Chef's music before, when I met Chef, it's just my perspective on him. He was a street nigga. When I met Chef a second time, after just hearing the story, after a couple shroom trips, I met Chef. Chef a vegan now. I walked up in Chef's spot. He was cutting two watermelons with the seeds in them, the energy was just good, and he just on a whole new vibe, and he makes great music. Charlotte, North Carolina, coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, this is my boy Chef. You can find him on Instagram at ChefBoyRT, that's ARTIE. This song is called Love by Chef.
I believe that you can be my stress relief. I just need someone to keep it real with me. And I can't breathe if I don't feel you close to me. My mind rusty, I toss and turn, can't get no sleep. I know you feel our emotions are growing stronger, girl. Be real. It'll surely haunt you.
You the one, and I barely know you. I need your love, come a little close. I promise I won't leave, I'll stay here to hold you. Fiend for your love, the only drug, I need me a dose. You the light of my dark, I need your energy spark. Tell me you feel my love. You got looks and you smart. Together me and you make our baby, we don't make love. Your words cut me so sharp, but won't let that break us apart. Tell me where is the love. Put your hand on my heart. This is where we gotta start. If you want that true love, she my true love. Promise I won't screw up. She my true love. Knew that when we grew up, she was my true love. I pray I don't lose her. She's my true love. She's my true love. Feel like a gun, buzzing like a stone. I need a hug. Like a host, if you
you need to cry, I can be your show. You the perfect match, baby, come on, let's just grow old. And I barely know you, I need your love, come a little close. I promise I won't leave, I'll stay here to hold. Pay for your love, the only drug I need me a. She gon' dirty wine for me, slow dance. Sippin' bloody wine, listen to slow jam, babe. Increase the frequency of the romance. Will I ever let go, baby, no damn way. Don't gotta say nothing, I know your love language. And don't you disrespect the color, shout it on play. Protecting my heart because I know love dangerous. But your love is my woman on a cold ending. She's my true love. Promise I won't screw her. She's my true love. Knew that when we grew up, she was my true love. I pray I don't lose her. She's my true love. She's my true love. Bustin' like a stone, I need a hoe, bring me like a host. If you need to cry, I can be your show. You the perfect match, baby, come on, let's just grow old. And I barely know you, hey. I need your love, come hey. A little close hey. I promise I won't leave, I stay here to hold. Pay for your love, the only drug I need me a dose.
True love, if you out there now, my true love. Hey, that was my boy Chef Boy Artie with Chef Boy Artie with Love.
He must have been in Jamaica when he made that song.
Right?
Trying to get like him.
You fought with it?
I do.
That shit hard. That shit hard. All right. We're gonna hit this last segment, then we out of here. I ain't gonna hit that. We're gonna hit this last segment, then we so you like Legos. You like Legos, puzzles. So when you told me that, I'm like, oh, she likes her mind to constantly move and thinking and stuff like that. So I got a couple questions. Did you look at them? Good, because exactly good. So that means you don't have to think about them. Like I'm glad I didn't give you time to think about them. So You said what?
It says, is it real or not?
I deleted that because I don't know. I think I didn't finish my thought. All right. We'll talk about that on another pod. All right. Would you rather? You ready? We ain't going to hold you long. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren? Come on. Oh. Come on now.
I don't want to sound rude or anything, but I don't really want to meet my ancestors because...
Young people.
Me meeting you is gonna do what? You're still gonna do what you want to do, when you did it, how you did it. That's not what I want to do. However, if I guess this is a fairy tale, but I'd rather see my grandchildren, because let me see what y'all look like. Are y'all mixed? Are y'all black? What exactly are y'all? Who do y'all look like? You know, what are you doing with your lives? First of all, who are my kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, that sounds more fun than going back in the past trying to fix some shit that's not going to be fixed.
Okay, I fought with it. So you'd rather meet your great-great-grandchildren. I would rather meet my great-great-grandchildren as well, so I can teach them the values of family and how important family is to keep each other. Y'all are all y'all got. Y'all going to hate each other. Y'all going to love each other. But there's always a bigger picture. Family is important. All right. Would you rather have more time or more money? I'll go first, and then I'll let you go. I'd rather have more. Time. I'd rather have more time. I've lost a lot of people. And then I don't know if the rules to that is, could I have like time with them or even without them, just more time to handle certain things? What? Hell yeah. I'd rather have more time.
In this case, I feel like I want more money. I mean, we all gonna die someday, so more time is doing what? But it would depend on the specifications, I guess, as to time. Like, more time in our... Well, no, time is time. That doesn't really answer anything. More time, like, more age. Like, is that what...
More time.
That's what I'm saying, specifications. But yeah, man, give me that money. I got things to do with it.
All right, all right. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life?
I'll take that pause button right now if I could. Yes, I would. Rewind. No, I don't give a fuck about that shit either. Next, we only have the future. You know, we don't really have present either because present is already gone. Yeah.
Have you ever lost anybody? Has anybody close to you ever died?
Well, honestly, like close. Like somebody like close. I'm going to say no. The first person that I lost that really like it you know, kind of bothered me was my auntie's dad. And that's because, I mean, I didn't grow up with him, but I grew up knowing him. And when I was about like 19, 20, I stayed with him for a year and a half. And yeah, so I mean, when he died, it was like very, I don't know, for me, like I was trying to figure it out. Like, I don't know, it was the first time somebody had died close to me in my adult years that I could actually remember, like memories, time, that kind of thing. But no,
I can tell only because I'd rather have more time. I mean, more I'd rather have a rewind button. What I want to pause for, what I want to pause life for. Life ain't that good yet. Like, what do I have no reason to pause right now?
What are we pausing? Like, are we just taking a break? Like, where the world stop?
I don't want that. Pause. I don't want that. The world stop don't stop for nobody. Keep. I'm person in the moment. I'm a person and I enjoy. I know how to enjoy the moment. Give me a rewind button. What? I've lost so many people. What? What? Matter of fact, rest in peace to my boy Denzel. He just died last week. Let's just say the last 7 days. 10 days ago, Denzel came in here and hollered at me, just dapped me up, told him I beat his ass on the pool when he whooped me last time. I mean, on the pool table when he whooped me last time. Like, you be here one day and be gone the next. Give me the rewind button. What? To talk to my mom, talk to my dad. What? Give me the rewind button. What's up?
I probably shouldn't say this on here, but I'm gonna say it. I kind of sort of do this thing where I've trained myself to become comfortable. Not, I don't want to say comfortable with losing people, but for example, in that moment, like when I have if my last conversation, I make sure that my last conversations with people are something that I can live with. For example, if I have a conversation with, you know, I don't wanna, never mind. I just make sure that my conversations are content in the moment. Am I okay with this conversation if this person dies tomorrow? So, you know, that's how I kinda like, yeah, it's gonna be detrimental. It's gonna be like very sad, you know, when it happens, but I don't know, maybe I just like don't love people too hard because they can die, and that's just, no, I kind of like, I don't know, death is not really like it's a thing to me, but it's not like, I don't know how to put it. I'm not like running away from it, but I just, you know, like, yeah, I'm not gonna love you too hard because you could die tomorrow type shit, like, you know what I'm saying? No.
I get you. Would you feel worse if no one showed up to your wedding or if no one showed up to your funeral?
When I do get married, there will be no wedding. So yeah, it's gonna be pretty much, I don't want to say a secret, but it's not gonna be something we're gonna broadcast. But I don't want to say show up to my funeral, because, you know, I don't really want one of those either. So, but if I had to pick one, it would definitely be, I guess nobody show up to my funeral. Better yet, I had this thought the other day. If I died today, I would definitely want all of my kids to be at my funeral. All 105 of them to be there, because yeah, and if they don't come, I probably would be mad, sad. Yeah. What
about you? So you don't want a wedding or a funeral?
No?
You're very untraditional. Got you. Wedding or funeral? I don't care if you're not. I don't care if you come to my either of them. I want both. You gotta have a passport to come to my wedding. There's no, hey, when you get that invite, bro, we taking the plane, cuz. You don't do planes?
What's up with men not wanting to take planes now?
What's wrong with y'all? I'm going to Puerto Rico in September. So, yeah, put me on the plane. And then want to have a funeral, just like I want a destination. I think I've said this on the pod before. Just like I want a destination wedding, I would love to have a destination funeral. When I die, fly me out, spread my ashes somewhere. Yeah. Couple more. We out of here. Oh, that was it. Are you ambitious? Ambitious? All right, do you have ambition? Do you want to? What do you want to do in life? You have goals. You have a list of goals that you want to accomplish by a certain time. Whether you're 30, 40, 50. Okay. All right. Does your companion have to have the same motivation and ambition as you?
I guess in a way, yeah. You know, because some people come into the relationship not really knowing anything, I guess. They know, but they don't know. Like, they don't understand how intense it can be when you need to have motivation. So it can be learned. Yes, ambition can be learned, and you know, things like that. So I mean, it's really dependent on the situation.
For me, I get you. For me, yeah, you gotta be ambitious. You coming into this, I'm a go-getter. I like to make shit happen. Right now I'm planning a live podcast where I have like a minimum of 50 to 60 people just watching me do this shit right here. But it'll be a whole event. Other stuff will be happening. My co-host, who's gonna be my co-host? One, so far I just have Shan, my friend Shan in Atlanta. Why? My homegirl, one of my homegirls. I love Shan so much. Hey, Shan. Last question. Oh, did I answer that? Yeah, you gotta have ambition. You gotta have ambition. You gotta have ambition. You gotta do something. Stop being a fucking bum. Don't be no fucking bum. Last question. Is self-motivation something everyone has, or are you born with it? Why?
Self-motivation is something that everybody has to have, and I don't think...
Has to have is different from having it. Yes, I believe you have to have self-motivation, but the question was... Self-motivation is something everyone has.
Oh, is self-motivation something everyone has?
Or are
no.
you born with?
No. I say that because it took me a little bit to become self-motivated, I guess. Yeah, it took a little bit for me to, you know, just become like, yeah. I don't think you're born with it. I feel like it has a little bit to do with how you grew up, in a way, kind of. Yeah.
Definitely not born with it. That you definitely have to develop that over time. I'm definitely self-motivated. I don't know why. I guess I have bits and pieces of why. Why am I self-motivated? I believe because I'm my only child. I had to do stuff on my own. Like, if I wanted to do something, it was me that did it. Mom, I wrestled, or mom, I made the wrestling team, or mom, I made the drum line, or mom, I made this track. Like, yeah. Self-motivation. A lot of niggas don't know how to self-motivate themselves. Sometimes you gotta do it, it don't work, but you gotta keep doing it until it finally fucking work. Sometimes you gotta find motivation somewhere else other than what you're trying to do. Sometimes you just gotta get up and do it until you're motivated.
Sometimes people have to go through things in order to become motivated. I guess that's a healing growth type of process, but sometimes shit has to happen to you in order for you to actually do shit.
I agree. Self-motivation. Stop being fucking bums. Go motivate yourself. But yeah. Aya. That's the end of our notes. I appreciate you coming through. I appreciate you bearing with me. It was a little rough in the beginning. You seen me sweating bullets, right? I hate looking stupid in front of people. Hey, we good back there, bro? You say what? Huh? Is this not recording no more? Alright, is there anything you want to say before we slide out?
There is something you want to say.
There's nothing that I want to say besides thank you for having me. You know. ASMR time. This mic not loud enough for it.
Are you really chewing in the mic? All right, y'all. So we here with it. You said what you had to say. There isn't gonna be an end of the pod for the visuals. That's fine. It just did that. Yeah, we good. Where can we find you? Where can they find you on social media, man? The camera working. It just died though. Like it's been working. It just died like a couple minutes ago, but it's working. Yeah, it's gonna be footage.
How are you gonna put this in there if it died?
What do you mean? It still captured shit up until it died.
Is it still capturing now?
No. But audio's still going.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, audio's okay. Still going. They can still. This is for that's for the camera for YouTube, and this is for the podcast app.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Like, she just look. Ain't you supposed to be a co-host? You ain't even shout your pod out.
Oh my god!
Hey, I'm mad. I don't have footage of this. You ain't even shout. You ain't even shout.
Why would you say that?
You ain't even shout your pod out because I'm a troublemaker.
No. Hey,
it's not even that. I just look. I haven't really gotten the what's it called? The podcast tactics down yet. I haven't really fully understand, like, you know, what it is I'm supposed to do. But yes, I am a fellow co-host on Area Codes with my host Press and my other host Mel. They are awesome people. We were just talking today about me trying to learn how to post on Instagram. But you can find me on Instagram. It's i.y.a.a.a. It's I Papaya. You'll see a pretty picture of me. But yeah, make sure y'all tune in to our podcast. I guess I'll give you the link. Because we just started this new thing where we tell jokes in our podcast, and they are so fucking funny. But yeah.
Shout out to my boy Press and Mail of Area Codes Podcast, New Bern, North Carolina. All right, y'all. Hour 25 minutes. We out of here. Y'all know who it is. It's your boy Big Smooth, Smooth Black, Suave Negrito, Jefe Hilton King Black, the heartbroken people healing himself. And let's not forget Manifestation God. She thirsty. Yo, this is Larry Hilton, and this is the best podcast for the culture. Yo, this is the Couch Session. Peace.